Zondervan presents Transformation by Bob Roberts, Jr., read by Rob Lamont. Part 1. Survival Questions for the Church. What would your church be like if... What would it look like for your church to turn the world upside down? What would it be like for people to find Christ because of hundreds of new Christians' testimonies of radical transformation? What would it be like to celebrate what God is doing in all the church, capital C? What would it be like to see the entire body mobilized to touch people everywhere, in all dimensions, and not a church based on a single charismatic leader? If someone were to have asked me 19 years ago, when I started Northwood Church, whether our church today is what I always dreamed it would be like, I would have answered with a resounding no. I assumed by now, instead of 2,000 in attendance, we'd have 20,000 attending the most creative service around. Ours was the epitome of an emerging, fast-growing contemporary church. We grew to a membership of 500 and purchased a new facility in only 4 years. In a 2-month period, we bought 45 acres, relocated to a shopping center, and everything fell apart. But at the same time, everything came together. I discovered things I had never heard or understood. I discovered the kingdom of God and transformation. From there, God began to change my priorities and transform Northwood. I had to see my own dreams crash to see God and what He wanted. But never in a million years would I have dreamed we would have planted 80 churches, helped to start GlocalNet, an informal network where we help church planters develop their own church planting networks, and impacted a nation in significant ways. It came out of brokenness and changed my whole perception of what church was and what it really meant to follow Jesus. I began to realize many things about me and about the Western Church in general. I've listed 8. 1. We have learned relevance and communication, but not transformation. 2. We have learned purpose and functionality, but not essence and core DNA. 3. We know so much of how, but so little of why. 4. We want to change the world, and we become managers of organizations. 5. We make people more religious, but no different spiritually or culturally. 6. We know what we believe, but we cannot live it. 7. We think we are respectable, but we have lost credibility. 8. We have become a mass media market, not a movement to shake the world.
Is this what I gave my life to?
That's the question, isn't it? Christian leaders who signed on to change the world have instead become abandoned mall managers. As the rest of the world moves out into the new suburbia, pastors were told, grow it big and you'll change the world. So we have grown the largest megachurches in Christian history. Only, we did not anticipate that fewer people would be attending church today than in the past. Moreover, the latest research tells us most church attendees live their lives no differently from non-believers. In other words, lost people live the same as many believers do. Lost people just don't deny how they live. Still, we draw weekend crowds to give us the carefully orchestrated illusion they were making an impact. But we are not seeing people's lives and our communities truly transformed. It's not that we don't want to change the world. We do. But we don't know how. More importantly, we haven't deliberately thought through the question of why. Some of us are content to appease our consciences by hiring personnel to change the world for us. However, the undeniable reality that fewer people in our Western society are attending church today than ever before is creating a healthy unrest among many believers and church leaders. Something is wrong. Don't misunderstand, there is a lot to celebrate. The church is at
Sample complete. Ready to continue?